It's always good to make this a family affair. You got Ian Fitzsimmons over here. You got his brother, Devin Fitzsimmons, Coach Fitz of Vandy as a special teams coordinator.
Go back to last week because I've really gotten hacked off at a lot of people going, this was a publicity stunt. And we talked yesterday. Full disclaimer, we don't talk ball at all when he's in the league.
That's right.
You know, we don't talk ball about the National Football League. In college, we don't talk a lot of college football. But I had to call you yesterday just to tell you how proud I was of you. But go back, take us back to Monday. Your specialists get hit with COVID. All the students are gone. You don't have a men's soccer team. So for people who don't know the backstory, how did you end up with Sarah Fuller?
So wake up Monday morning to a nice little text from our trainer, Boz, saying, you know, specialists are going to be quarantined. Like, well, that's just really neat. All right, let's see how we can kick a ball. That'll be good. Right. You know, luckily we did have a snapper and a punter. And for everyone who's about to say, well, why can't the punter kick the ball? Well, I'll explain to you here in a second. So, ball break, no students on campus, you know, and the women's soccer team just absolutely dominated the SEC tournament. And I'm talking with Coach and Jason Grooms, our ops guy, and we're all talking, spitballing, like, hey, one of the soccer teams here. I'm like, yes, call immediately. Now, go. Now. Yes. And, you know, how that came about, and, you know, she was over here in about 45 minutes, and we're able to, you know, put her through a workout. It kind of reminded me back, you know, some of the NFL days, like, all right, bring somebody in for a workout. Let's see what they got. And, you know, I think when we first had her kick, like, listen, just kick it. You know, let's just evaluate how the ball sounds. I think that's important. Like, you talk about pitchers, you talk about quarterbacks, like how the ball sounds when it leaves their hands. The same thing for a kicker, you know. And she made really good contact. And, you know, between myself, Ken Amato, and Joel Parker, you know, the special team staff here, you know, it's kind of like showed some film with some NFL kickers. Okay, here are, like, the steps we need to take. Let's work on your walk-offs, talk about op times, angles. But the angles really didn't take that much because she's a soccer player. You know that, Ian, from when you played. So I think as soon as she came over and the ball sounded the way it was supposed to, I was like, yeah, she can help us win. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about winning. You know, we had a couple of guys in our team that were alleged soccer players, like when they were five, and it didn't work out so well. And our punter being one of them, you know, he's like, you know, it was going, yeah, I saw it. I was like, yeah, no, we're good. So that's how Sarah came about.
Wow. Wow. Coach Devin Fitzsimmons of Vanderbilt, the assistant head coach with Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80. What was your reaction? Because I had a great reaction from my in-laws when they saw her in a football uniform saying, that is really cool to see. As a coach never seeing that before, what was your reaction to seeing Sarah in a football uniform about to kick for your position on a football field in the SEC?
Well, I think I looked at her as a player. I mean, like, her mindset, like, her mental toughness is, you know, they don't get enough credit. I mean, here's the thing. Like, day one, Monday, she just won the SEC championship the day before. So Monday, she's kicking, and it's kind of like very raw. Refined her steps. You know, she actually learned to take a walk off. You know what I mean? Refined her timing, you know, so that we don't have long op times. You know, and she was, you know, having really good op times. I'm like, okay. You know, and understanding where she kicks on the field, it's like, I just looked at her and she worked throughout the week, and it is a dramatic progression of her athletic ability and her mental toughness. Like, I'm going to get this done. I'm going to watch NFL kickers. I'm going to understand. Like, so we made a cut up of guys who are like soccer style kickers like she was. And I didn't look at her anything else than a player. And, like, you know, Ian, I think you mentioned the other day about, like, the kick that she did exactly how she's supposed to do. I mean, it's like, what do players do well, right? I mean, like, I don't think manager Lou Brown gets enough credit for the Cleveland Indians and telling Willie Mays Hayes, like, listen, you're fast. Hit the ball appropriately.